Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Still March, and Radio Gallery is celebrating Women's History Month this week with an interview from the Women's Art Registry of Minnesota, or as you might know it, WARM, a women's art organization that serves Midwest women artists through a variety of programming and publications. Based in Minneapolis, WARM offers mentor programs, art workshops, and exhibits. This month, their exhibition is the 26th annual member-juried exhibition. I spoke with Ayenga Bokamba. She's a painter who was selected to be in this year's show. She shared her path as a Minnesota artist and her experience with WARM.
I am new to WARM. I became a member last year, I want to say at the beginning of the year. It's the Women's Art Registry of Minnesota, and basically it exists to serve sort of the continuing dialogue, kind of like what I was saying before in terms of what are women trying to put out into the world, specifically as visual artists, and who can they talk to while they're doing that, and what are the resources that exist. So it's really trying to be a catalyst for us to achieve our both artistic and personal and professional goals by having conversations with each other, because ultimately we are the ones who know where the resources are and have experiences with gallery reps and or universities or other institutions that want to also have a dialogue with artists. And so it's just a really, really neat resource. It has a special place in the Twin Cities where so many women are part of this vibrant community and do take advantage of it. My name is Ayenga Bokamba, and in college I started to do a lot of things with performance art and did work with Patrick's Cabaret here in the Twin Cities and Intermediate Art. At one point I started a theater group for queer artists, and at one point Patrick's closed down, so we had to perform at the Walker, and then I got involved in all kinds of things at the Walker. Eleanor Savage did a program called Dyke Night for many, many, many years, and I was in several of those. Really loved everything that was performative, writing my own pieces, performing, dancing, creating the visuals for the background, really the whole nine. But I had an opportunity to go to grad school and was already into my profession. It was really interesting to have a window into a new type of artistry, and that is to say, to be really focused on the whole process that happens in the brain when you're trying to perceive something, actually trying to take in visual information. And the degree I got from Harvard is a master's in education, but the question we were asking was, how do people learn? So the whole thing became for me a real quest to enliven and illustrate actually how I learn, and that came out through abstract art, abstract visual art. After I got the degree, and this was just a few years ago, I wasn't as concerned about putting my own body on a stage and being perceived myself, but rather to create an image or a feeling and then let people perceive what they will through that. So it has almost less to do with me controlling the narrative and me controlling the story, and it has more to do with people's interpretation. And that, to me, is really fascinating. I have two pieces of the show. One is called Meditation on Silence, and it's a fairly large piece that hangs vertically 48 by 60. The second piece is called U2, which I created a couple of years ago. That one really is looking at kind of some issues with the earth. When I dropped off my pieces and kind of looked around, I thought, oh, these pieces individually are all really well done. I was so honored to be part of the show. It really felt like a compliment to my work to be amongst these women. To go back when it was hung and to see how the exhibitions committee curated it and to see the relationships from one piece to another as your eye moves across a very large surface, a very long wall, to turn the corner and see the relationship continue and change and morph. It's really a beautiful show.
The WARM member exhibition is on display just through the end of this week in Northeast Minneapolis at the Northrop King Building. It's at 1500 Jackson Street, up in room 332. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by Zeitgeist Arts Cafe, and Lizards Art Gallery and Framing. More information on WARM and the exhibition. To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Any questions or comments, send them to KUMD at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.